I have a confession to make. I am not a fan of the way that this gospel is translated, particularly our Lord's response to Peter's question. Here his answer is translated that we should forgive 77 times. Now those of you who are old enough to remember, remember that it used to be translated always as 70 times 7. Now this discrepancy in translation tends to create some confusion. So what is our Lord really saying here? Well, to solve the problem for myself, I referred to the Latin Vulgate, the Bible basically translated by St. Jerome from Greek into Latin. And I found my old copy off the shelf of my office and looked up that same verse, which reads in Latin, "Non dico tibi usque sepsies, sed usque septuagies sepsies," literally meaning, "I say to you, not 7 times, but," wait for it, "70 times 7. Why they messed with it, I don't know. But the translation we heard today is prescribed for the Mass, so I don't have much of a choice but to use it. But personally, I prefer the way it was before. Because think about it, 77 times or 490 times, which is what we get when you multiply 70 times 7. So 77 times, 490 times. Which one do you think is closer to what our Lord is implying? But in any case, what our Lord is saying here is that there is to be no limit whatsoever to our forgiveness, but that it must be continual and perpetual. In the parable of the merciless servant, not only do we see the contrast between the servant's ungenerous approach to forgiveness and God's infinite, unconditional mercy, but we are reminded of the fact that we are all indebted to God. The huge amount that the servant owed his master was 10,000 talents, which was the equivalent of 60 million denarii. Now, a talent was the equivalent of 6,000 denarii, and a denarius was a working man's daily wage. This enormous debt symbolizes sin, for by sin, mankind contracted in the worst bargain he ever made, a greater debt that he could ever pay. Only by God's infinite mercy, made manifest by his incarnation, his passion, and his death on the cross, has that debt been absolved. But when in our fallen nature, we continually incur debt through our sins, our Lord perpetually bestows his forgiveness through the sacrament of confession, if we are repentant and resolve to amend our lives. We who dare to call ourselves Christians must be merciful in the same way to those who trespass against us. The infinite, boundless, unconditional mercy we have received from God is the same mercy with which we are to forgive each other. Saint Teresa of Calcutta was so fond of saying that we are called to love even to the point that it hurts. Forgiveness is rooted in love, because to forgive is an act of love, an act by which we sacrificially, unconditionally die to ourselves for the good of another. You know what it's like to do good for someone who hates you, for someone who has done you wrong? Let me tell you, it hurts. You have any idea what it feels to forgive someone who has hurt you, has cheated you, and has done nothing but betray you? It hurts. You want so bad to have the pleasure, the satisfaction of getting back at your enemies, to see to it that those who have wronged you get what they rightly deserve. But to go out of yourself and do the complete opposite is enough to sear your guts. It's enough to make your blood boil. And the pain is excruciating. Try to imagine the pain that our Lord felt when he was nailed to a cross to absolve the debt that we incurred by our sins. Let me tell you something. The pain that we are called to endure is nothing. You hear me? Nothing compared to the pain that he endured out of love for us. So therefore today, I place a challenge to each and every one of you today. That challenge is to make a lifelong commitment that each day you will forgive someone who has wronged you in any way, to pray for someone who has shown you nothing but hate, who has done you nothing but evil. Because what do we pray when we pray the Our Father? We pray the Lord to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And if you forgive those who have wronged you, your Heavenly Father will forgive your sins. But if you do not forgive others their transgressions, what does our Lord say? Neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. Just as you cannot give what you do not have, you cannot ask for what you are not willing to give. So that's the challenge, to make a commitment for the rest of your life that you will forgive and pray for someone who has done you wrong, no matter who it was, no matter what they did, no matter how long ago it was. Now, for many of you, this is going to be excruciatingly painful. For others, it's going to kill you. Good. It's about time we learn what the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy." It's about time that we learn what it truly means to be a Christian. It's not about being happy-go-lucky all the time, and it's certainly not about being a church full of hypocrites, sitting in church passing ourselves off as Christians, but then going back out and doing the complete opposite of what Christ instructs us to do. It means taking what we receive here and living it out. It means dying to ourselves. It means taking up our cross. It means following in the ways of Jesus Christ, who died for the salvation of mankind. To be a Christian means imitating to a T our divine master, who in laying down his own life out of self-giving love for us, gave us the prime example of what it truly means to forgive, and in doing so, to truly love.